Australians with a disability face challenges depending on the condition, but it will never let them stop on achieving positive outcomes. Dr. Alex Harrison is the first profoundly deaf person to graduate from veterinary school in Australia. He graduated 5 years ago. With his unique experiences at university, he's also advocating for this community sector. Powered Media's Emma Myers spoke with Dr. Alex Harrison to find out more about his journey.
I've been a vet for 25 years and I was a partner in a group of clinics for 10 years.
What unique challenges did you face during your time at university?
When I had my admission interview, they now do pre-admission interviews for all of the vet students when they start. But 25 years ago, I was the only one. And they did ask me how I would cope with some safety concerns, like coping with 10 horses in an enclosure. And would I hear people trying to warn me? And I told them that I was a rugby player, so I was used to lots of people being around me. And I think they took that on board. When I was there, some of the challenges I had was how to take notes, because when I'm in lectures, I had to lip read, but when you're lip reading, it's very hard to write at the same time. So the way that we worked that out was to pay for one of my colleagues to take notes so I could copy them from her, and it meant that I wouldn't miss things. Nowadays, when I go to conferences, I could take photos on my iPhone, but we didn't have them back then. I made my own see-through surgical mask by putting a clear see-through material in the window so that I could lip read through that. And I used to have to make them by hand. It could take me 2 or 3 hours every week to make them. They weren't commercially available back then. I have a special stethoscope that will convert the sound waves into a visual format so that I could see the house sounds on the screen. And I had to learn how to read that when no one else could really teach me that.
Was there a period where you were getting knocked back from jobs because of your disability?
Absolutely. It meant that some employers were self-selecting themselves out, which was both good and bad. It kind of meant, though, that I wasn't wasting my time with some employers. I think because I was the first profoundly deaf vet in Australia at the time to graduate from university, I almost had to imagine myself into being as a deaf professional, I suppose. And my peers and my clients didn't always quite know how to deal with it. For the most part, a lot of them were supportive, although there were some things that weren't completely inclusive. One of my biggest problems was around the telephone and how I was going to cope on the telephone. Back in those days, you often needed a special phone line to use them, and you needed to be in a separate room. And then you could set me up in the staff room, but then the staff room would be noisy. Then they put me in a quiet room, but a quiet room was actually a euthanasia room, and I had no computer. And so I would have to walk outside the room to look at the patient's notes and the blood results, or make up an estimate for the client, and then have to come back in. So sometimes some of the earlier employers were trying to be inclusive, but didn't know how to. So I had to learn how to advocate and innovate and develop new ways of doing things.
How do you manage the standard veterinary checkup procedure?
I usually start by introducing myself. I say my name. I tell people that I lip read. Then most clients generally won't miss a beat. Occasionally you get some that do. I explain what my needs are, but don't make a big deal out of it. I just explain it matter-of-factly, and then I move on and focus on the pet. And I use a visual stethoscope to listen to the shakes and the heart sounds. If I'm in a consult with multiple people, I try to get them to slow down and focus on one person talking at a time. So often it's less to do with the actual physical domination and more to do with how I manage or communicate with the clients.
And how did you become an advocate for people with disability in the veterinary profession?
I was a partner for 10 years and I was working 60-hour week. And I was trying to learn all the skills and techniques that I could. But I was trying to prove myself so much, I burnt out. I actually fell asleep at the wheel one day with my wife and my two daughters in the car and crashed into a telephone pole. And in the aftermath of that, I realized that I had to do something about that. And I nearly walked away from the vet profession. But then I realized I had internalized ableism. And that internalized ableism was making me try to prove myself so much. And then I started talking to other people and realizing there were so many vets and vet nurses who were also dealing with disability, chronic illness, neurodivergence, and they were feeling alone.
Veterinarian Dr. Alex Harrison there, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.